How satisfactory was it to see Butterfield put the performance in he did against Brighton with all the speculation surrounding him?
Well, I think it shows a measure of him as a young professional. It shows a measure of what he means to us. But also, he knows that he's a footballer who's admired, not only by me and everyone here at Huddersfield, but from people afar. We can't stop that. People watch games, people come and scout games. And I thought he was exceptional. I think he knew that the eyes will be on him. But for him to put in that performance alongside his teammates and to score that goal is typical of Jacob. So he's been nothing but first class since he's joined the football club. And, I want that to continue. I think he's a very, very good player. And I know you don't have players forever, but he's here, he's ours, and we want that to continue. But I think he was very, very good on Tuesday, and we want that to continue.
And you said that you got going in the second half against Brighton. Is it those positives, because we've seen them against the likes of Blackburn and Brighton, of really hitting the ground running against Fulham on Saturday?
Yeah, well, I think we went to Hull and we knew that would be a tough game against one of the favourites for promotion. And we had some spells in that. And again, against Blackburn and again against Brighton. So it's there, it's come in, it's, it's been tough for us, sort of pre-season, and it's been a bit patchy, and we know that. But we knew it would be all about once the season starts, and we've picked up a couple of points. I think we possibly deserve more, but you get what you earn. It's now about us trying to get over the line with a first win. Fulham have picked up a point in their three games. So it's about us trying to build on what we've done so far. We know we've got good players. We know we can create chances. You know, all the stats prove that. And I look at them, we're out passing. We're getting more shots. We're getting more crosses. But of course, the big stat that counts is the one at the end of your name. So we need that now to sort of go from one to two to a bit more if we can.
And will Sean Scannell be fully fit for the game?
I'll really find out tomorrow. He's been outside today, but it's about how he reacts to the work. He hasn't trained with the rest of the squad. He's done some work with the fitness guys. So we'll see where he'll be tomorrow morning. But, of course, we're a better team and better squad when he's in it. But I don't want to risk him because I'm thinking the long term. It's a long season, just our fourth game in the league on Saturday. I'd rather he's available for the up-and-coming games.